Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos. Daf Lamed Vav. Picking up on the Mahima Bees about the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8. Could it be? 8 lines up from the bottom. Amarav Shmuel Bar Bidri Amarav. Varmala Amarav Acha Aricha Amarav Huna. Varmala Amarav Menashe Amar Shmuel. Tefillin Rimasim Avachlem. When it comes to tefillin, when do you go and make the bracha? Mishas at the of the time that you go and you put them on. The Mashmah says they say the bracha only after you put the tefillin on. Is that really true? From Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Mitzvos Kulan Mevarich Aleihem Over the Siyasan. All mitzvahs you make the bracha before you do them. Abayi Rav Adam Tavayu. Abayi Rav both answered it by saying Mishas Hanachasam Ve'ad Shas Kshira. The Rumi says that the bracha is made from the time of putting it in until the time of tightening it. Yeah, and until you tighten, it's not yet done. Beep, turn the page. Lama Vavanaf. Amar of Kista. Sach bein tefillah tefillah. If you spoke between each tefillah, meaning which each tefillah is plural for tefillah and tefillah, so you spoke between each, in between the chosm v'rach, you go back and you make a new beracha. Sach in, lo sach lo. That applies only if you spoke, if you didn't speak, then not. Aye, is that really true? You only go and say one bracha? V'ashalach avchia v'reid rav huna mishmed rav chiyokanan. There you go, and you say Baruch Asher Kedishanu Zasavet Zivanu Al Mitzvas Tefillin. Okay, so clearly there's two different brachas here, not only one bracha. But the Gemara by Rav Yehuda, they say Lo Sach Mevarach Achas. If you didn't speak, then you make one bracha. Rashi says Lo Sach Ein Mevarach Ela Al Zeh Al Shel Yad Bavad. And if sach mevarach shtayim, if you spoke, then you go on and you make two brachas. Tana sach bein tefillah tefillah. If someone speaks between each one of them, averi biyado, it's an avera. You're not allowed to go and do such a thing. And v'chozer le'at mevarachem alchama, you go back from war because of that. Rashi explains because I'm reading a parak mashuach melchama and sota daf memdalad hayari v'rach halevav. Someone is scared because of a seven hand, then they don't go to war. It's a Kohen Mashiach. Tana, because you're Meniach, when the visit's falling on, Meniach Shol Yad, first Ben Shol Yad, Vachach Meniach Shol Rosh. Ushichos, when you take it off, do it opposite. Cholit Shol Rosh, Vachach Cholit Shol Yad, then you take off the Yad. Bishom, because you're Meniach, when you're putting on Meniach Shol Yad, first beat on that, because Vachach Meniach Shol Rosh, they'll say, Vachachatam Osa Yedecha, Fehadar Vahyosuf is Beninecha. That's the order of the psukim. But why, when you're taking it off, do you do it the other way? Ella kishu cholitz chol shosh v'achak chol shayad. You know, I'm reading another from. I'm a rabbi. Rav Huna Azbaru Ali. Rav Huna explained it to me like this. Amar Kura, the pasuk says, "V'ha'yu l'tatavos beinecha." Let them be for tefillin between your eyes, which means kol zman shebeinecha. As long as it's between your eyes, yushtayim, there should be two that are involved that you're wearing over here. Tanu Rabbanan tefillin, when you put in tefillin, let's say you put it on before this man, maybe some of Rechaleim, from when does he put the bracha on them, right? Someone who put it on early, then he can make the bracha on it. When does he make the bracha? Mishasan Rechasam, from the time of their putting it on. Kate said, what are we talking about? Like, how does this play out? Let's say a person got up to go out on the road. They got up early. Before the time for putting on the mitzvah of tefillin, it comes out. And he's scared that maybe he's going to carry his tefillin, they're going to get lost. And he could put them on right away, even if it's still the nighttime. When it comes time to go ahead. And when he's going to be yet, his friend with Daladamos, then Mishamish. You move them around a little bit and you make a bracha on them. Says Rashi on this whole thing. Tefillin sheinicha kodem amun shachar. You put them before on shachar. Mevarach aleihem mishas anachasam. You make the bracha on them at the time you're supposed to be putting them on. Mishas zman anachasam. Tamar per kama de brachos. We see in Maseches Brachos and Daf Tes Amud Beis. It says that bekriyashma acherim omrim. Okay. Now, back in the Gemara. Until when can you wear the tefillin? When can you leave it on when you're wearing it? Right? This is Ad Shetishka Achama, until the sun sets. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ad Shetichle Regel Manashuk, until people are no longer walking in the Shuk. Rosh is La'acher Shechach Shechach. Right, this is even later, like the once, you know, then when it's being night already. Al Chamomim Ad Manshina, until the time of sleeping. Umodim Chachamim, the Rabbi Yaakov, the Chamomim of Yaakov, they agree to the Tanakam, Hashem Cholton, let's say you took off his film in order to go to the bathroom. Then all the kolos of Yisrael is going to the bathhouse. V'shaka chama, and then the sun set. The shuv ein ochozem elichan. He doesn't go and put them back on. Amar of Nachman halachik Rabbi Yaakov halachik Rabbi Yaakov. Rav Chista Rabbi Rehuna matzlu behu beortak. Rav Chista and Rabbi Rehuna would daven in their tefillin in the nighttime. Much as tefillas arvis Rabbi Yaakov the Rabbi Yaakov. Ikad Ami. Some say. Ain't a luck Rabbi Yaakov. The luck is not like him. The goes like this Ketana Kama that it's got to be taken off before it gets dark. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Vav, Amabes. Beha, Rav Chisra, Rahuna Matsu, Behu Borta, but they said that they daven even in the nighttime with them. As that works. Doesn't work with Rav Nachman's din. Like it's, they're arguing on him. Only Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Achi, did Rav Huna really say that someone can continue when it's filling into the nighttime? And that's why they were the daven by the night with it? Amar Rav Huna, Safik Chashecha, Safik Losha Chashecha, if it's a Safik when it's night, lo cholis. A person doesn't have to take off his filling, or someone is wearing his filling. The lo miniach, but he also can't put them back on if he took them off. What's a mashmos? Havadei Chashecha, if it's certainly night, then Cholitz is to take it off, which pretty much goes against this Rabbi Rav Huna's own thing that he would have marvel wearing them. I think we're now talking about something else. Hasam be'erev Shabbos Itmar. Rabbi Rav Huna, he allows you wearing it at night, right? And he would, you know, he would daven with them. But what are you talking about over there? It's talking about if it's erev Shabbos, right? And Rabbi Rehuna was telling us there that since it's usher to wear the tefillin on Shabbos, you have to take them off before nighttime. Micah Savar, what does Rabbi Rehuna hold? Ika Savar Laila Zman Tefillin. If he says from Laila is Zman, is it time for tefillin? Shabbos Nam is on tefillin. And Shabbos should also be a time to wear tefillin. Ika Savar Shabbos loves on tefillin. Laila Namil is on tefillin. So Man of Shach, which one does he hold? Says Gemara. Demihecha demimata Shabbos. How do we find that this that actually you can compare these two times? Is because from the very place where Shabbos is memayit from tefillin, mehasa memayit elilas. That's where also memayit the night times. The time it looks in the brisa. Veshamarta esachuka hazos lemoada miyamim yamima. The Torah says, and you shall take heed of this decree in its appointed season. From day to day. Yamim velo lelos. It says days, it means that night. Mi yamim velo kol yamim. From the days, but not all days. Prat Shabbos yom tovim. Div Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Lo nemer chuka zu el lepesel v'vad. This word here, chuka, this decree was not said except for reference to Pesach Karbanos, and that's it. And so from the days Miyamim has no miut at all in the midst of Tefillin. Now, both opinions in the Bresa of the Shabbos and weeknights are looked at the same. Sakhar Rabbi Rav Huna made a distinction between the two. I'd say during the week at night he wore it, but Friday night he didn't. So there shouldn't be any difference. Nafkalei Mehecha de Nafkalei L'Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Rav Huna really says that one can do the mitzvah tefillin at night. But he learns that the Isser against Peter on Shabbos and Yom Tovim from Rabbi Kiva learns it. Time was in a brisa. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yachli and Yachal the Tefillin Shabbos Yom Tovim. You would have thought that a person could put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Talmid Lomar. The Torah tells us, V'haya le'os ayodcha u'le'totofos bein e'necha. It'll be a sign on your arm and a totofos between your eyes. Mi shetzrich an os. And whatever day that you need a os, that's where you would put it. Yatsu Shabbos, so I'm told them Shehin Gufanos is excluding Shabbos and Yontif, which they themselves are in Os. Says Rashi, Shehin Asman Os, Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Dechsev Ki Osi, etc. Now, what about Tefillin at night? Amir Belazar. Puts on tefillin after the sunset over Ba'aseh is over a mitzvah's aseh. Rabbi Yochanan Omer over a lav, he says you're over a lav. Rashi says the tzivah shemata kol shemata v'chol yishamer lo sasehu. Says yishamer, and every time it says yishamer, it's a lo saseh, it's a lav. Lehema, but Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Loi, come if come if. Let's say Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yochanan are arguing the statement of Avin, Rabbi Loi. Damar, Rabbi Avin, Amar, Rabbi Loi. Illa. Kol makom shemar, Yishamar pen. Val inu ela los hasei. Damar islay. It's Rabbi Avin. Let's say one of them holds like that. That would be Rabbi Yochanan holds Rabbi Avin. My last of the oven, your religion doesn't love him. Says, my law, the Kuliam is a little bit of an oven. I'm a rubber light. Everyone holds a rubber law. Here's a machlokas. My sovereign religion says, he shamar de lav lav. Or says, he shamar of a lav. Is he shamar de lav lav. Vihi shamar de assay. When there's a shamar of an assay, then it's an assay. Umar savi shamar de assay, nami lav. Both of them, shamar is always going to be lav no matter what the case is. Viyama Rabbi Elazar, vim lishamran mutar. If one wants to put his tefillin at night in order to protect them, then you could do it. Rashi says, shalo yovdu, mutar nicham afil la'achar shkia, sachama, then you could do it after shkia. Story time. The Amar Ravina, Havi Simcha Kamid Ravashi. I was sitting in front of Ravashi. The Choshach Veiniach Tefillin. It became nighttime, and he put on his tefillin. The Amar Lei, and I said to him, "L'shaman Kaboy Lehu Mart, you putting it to protect it?" The Amar Lei, and he says, "Yes, that's why." The Chazise Ledaite, the Lav L'shaman Hu Bay. However, I saw that he really had in mind not to protect them, because Savar Halacha Vein Marakin. He held that the Halacha is, you can do the mitzvah of tefillin at night, but we don't pass it like that. Rashi says, because Savar Halacha, the Laila's man tefillin. Vein Marakin, Shama Yishkechem, V'yashin Mehem, Mitka'amar Lei, L'shomron Kibayina. He's nervous we're going to end up sleeping with them. Okay, Amar Rabba, Baravuna, Chayiv Adon, Mashish Tefillin, Machol Shah, person should be touching his tefillin all the time, just not to forget. You know, you're wearing a tefillin over here. Got to think about them. So you're going to teach them to. I'm going to be my siach das. Kavachomer mitzitz. This is learned out of Kavachomer from, I think it's this week's, next week's parasha, from the tzitz, where the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz. Omat tzitz, in bo ela askar achas, the Lord of Hashem one time, kodosh Hashem, omitor vahoyal mitzvah tamid, and it shall be on the Kohen Gadol's forehead all the time. Shalot hazichdai to bimenu, which is telling us that he should not be mesiach das. Don't take your mind off it. Tefillin sheyeshba and askaris harbe, bringing about tefillin, which is shown many times, achas kam v'kama. Of course, you have to make sure not to take your attention off it. Okay, my friend, we're going to stop over here and wish all you all a great, great night.